Music critic Milo Miles has discovered a singer whose voice is thrilling, but it's been a puzzling experience.
I have never been sympathetic to the cult of the voice. For me, it's the singer and the song. I hear how the cult of the voice works in opera sometimes, but it resolutely does not carry over into pop. Yes, Whitney Houston has a terrific set of pipes, so what? But no matter which way you listen, there's no denying that voices can cut across cultures. No denying they can defeat rational resistance and tickle the subconscious. Performers that become international stars are almost invariably potent singers. A recent example was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. His swirling voice gripped Western audiences who knew nothing about his Qawwali music and less about his Sufi mysticism. Speaking of mysticism, people think voices have spooky powers, and they're right. As a declared disbeliever in voice cults, I was shocked to find myself sucked into one during the past year. It happened with the Portuguese group Madre Deus. Never have I found a singer so captivating attached to a band I found so boring. Madre Deus began in 1987 after a couple of pop bass players got together to concoct a new style of music to reflect saudade, the fragile, melancholy Portuguese equivalent of soul. Apparently liking things mild, pretty, and otherworldly, they rounded up a bit of traditional fado from Portugal, a bit of melodious pop from Brazil, a bit of tango from Argentina, and a bit of New Age fuzz from everywhere and nowhere. You wouldn't be hearing about any of this from me if they hadn't also rounded up a 17-year-old they found singing in a bar. Her name is Teresa Salgado. There's nothing quite like it when her voice comes sailing into the innocuous mixture of Madre Deus' music. It follows you around like perfume on your collar. I deliberately haven't named the instrumentalists in Madre Deus because, well, they don't matter a whole lot. This point was underscored at a recent Madre Deus concert I attended at Boston's Berklee Performance Center. One of the founding musicians left a couple years ago, and the other, Pedro Magalhães, has returned the group to its earliest lineup. Out with the cello and the accordion, in with the bass guitar and the synthesizer. But no difference. Salgado steps up to the microphone, and the spell is cast again. The crowd was more mature and conservative than ones I'm used to, and I worry that affection for new age is a sign of old age. Or perhaps it's just a modern version of 101 strings, since hand-holding couples abounded. All the music came from an unreleased new album called El Paraíso, The Paradise. Salgado is dignified and lovely, though I'm glad I don't understand Portuguese when she explains in English that this song is about the swallow that brings the spring, and that song is about after a storm is over. Madre Deus uses dry ice smoke for that dreamy mood enhancement. They use purple lights for ballads that are even slower than their other numbers. Salgado twirls and sashays for one song that's based on a folk tune, and that's as active as things get. Every moment she isn't singing or dancing is a waste. Every moment she sings is rapture. My ears and mind can't reach any qualities in her voice to explain why, exactly. Perhaps she is filled with saudade. Perhaps I am simply one of the beguiled.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge, Massachusetts.